You mentioned peach. What are the you can usually classify? You know, people usually classify peaches by where, how they when they cut them. When you cut them, how they are.
Clear seed.
You know what the other one would be? The clear seed is
Freestone.
Yeah, now so a clear seed and freestone, those are the same?
That would be the same. What? The other would be, I can't remember what they would
call. Yeah, the kind you have to cut the seed out.
Right.
You ever hear that called?
Alberta.
You ever hear it called clingstone or?
Clingstone, yes.
What about press peach?
Right, I've heard both.
Mm-hmm.
Press.
What do you call the inside of a peach?
The stone.
Mm-hmm.
Peach seed.
Mm-hmm. Or
some people would say pit.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything inside the pit or the stone or the seed?
Not that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all grow the kinds of trees that George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree?
Mm-hmm.
There is a wild cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're planting Japanese cherry. As more or less ornamental shrubbery.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the inside of a cherry, the part you don't eat?
The pit.
Mm-hmm. There's another thing. These things you eat one a day to keep the doctor away.
An apple a day.
Yeah, do you grow apples around here?
Yes, a few apple trees.
Yeah, red ones or green ones?
Both. Now they are cultivating them more and you get a better apple.
Is there any name around here? Have you ever heard anybody have a name for pieces of dried apple?
Just dried apple, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Ever
heard them called snits?
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard that either. The kind of fruit that they grow in Florida, they grow not only tangerines, but also...
Oranges. Grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. And say that...
Satsuma.
Mm-hmm. Say that girl, what's Satsuma? I don't know about that one.
It's I suppose it is a little bit larger than a tangerine.
Mm-hmm. Is it orange and
cinnamon? Yeah, it looks exactly like a tangerine, only it might be a little larger.
Mm-hmm. And say you was a bowl of oranges there, or the last time I was here, and it already been eaten. I say, well, give me an orange. Say, I would, but they're...
all gone.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You mentioned one other kind of vegetable that we didn't talk about that I'll ask you some questions about now. Corn. What do you call the outside of an ear? Outside the ear of corn, you have the
shuck.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off a cob is
a roast ear.
Mm-hmm.
Roasting ear is the correct pronunciation, of course, but we say roasting ear.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the term of mutton corn?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever made a kind of dish from corn where you take the corn on the cob there and cut it off
cut
three
it
or four
off
times?
And scrape.
And then
ear.
Put it in a frying pan with some grease and some flour and fry it.
Fried corn.
Fried corn.
Yes, that's what we call it, a cream corn.
You ever heard anybody call that roast New Year's?
No. We would boil the whole ear and mm-hmm. serve it, and that would be roast New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
Mm-hmm.
And the silk is in the...
Mm-hmm. And always... Always the most trouble.
Yeah.
We talked about vegetables. One other kind of yellow vegetable that you didn't mention that I'm sure you have around here, small yellow crook-necked
squash.
Mm-hmm.